The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you this day. We appreciate you for your mercy. Thank you for this beautiful day in your presence. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for this weekend. Thank you for the blessing that came. We are grateful, Father. Thank you because we have changed. We are not the same person that entered into the month of May. We have changed by the reason of your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you for today. Thank you for all the blessings we have received, O God. And Lord Jesus, we commit this time to you, our Father, the Lord. You will bless us abundantly in the name of Jesus. Under your servant, your handmaiden, Reverend Busui and Bimpio Olabode, that the Lord Jesus, you will strengthen us. We stand. I take my place under this great canopy of your mercy, O God. The Lord, you will bless every heart. You will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Help me, help my infirmities, help my weakness. Help me, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Amen. The reason why we preach every time is because the world is always preaching to us. The world preaches 24 hours. The world does not have church. Everywhere is his church. You are in your house, he's with you. You are inside the car, he's there. You are in the toilet, he's preaching. So the world is a house of messages. And so we need to keep on preaching to bring our heart to a point of trust. You will hear and hear and hear until you begin to trust. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28 verse 9. What did he say? Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to do what? To understand doctrine. Who are they? What would they give them? They said, whom shall he what? You see, in the order of God's arrangement, which we are going to see in the scriptures, singleness starts when you are weaned from milk and what? And drawn from the breast. Who is a single? Or let me say, who is a youth? Or who is a young man? Is he that does not depend anymore on who? On what? On milk. You must be ordained unto eternal life to be in eternal life members. I believe in evangelism, but I also know that if ordination no day your head, you go come once, twice, you just go to where you feel that they are meeting your need. You wouldn't see this as your need. You understand? You won't see sin as your need. You will see money as your need. You will see prosperity as your need. You will see good life as your need. So you want to go to where they will meet your need. So, but if ordination is upon your head. That is why every single person that is added to this church, either in Lagos or anywhere, it's not just in Lagos, it means that you are a potential heir upon the throne. If you don't eventually sit on the throne, something went wrong. There is something about you that God had predestinated to sit on the throne. And I'm trusting God that we will fulfill our ordination. We'll fulfill it. We'll fulfill it. Fulfill it. Eternal Life Embassy is not a church you join because you are excited. We will kill the excitement. When you hear everyone will see it twice, the excitement will die. Because you'll be wondering, what is he saying? Where is he coming from? What are we talking? You will. But if you can brace through that order and you listen and you consistently listen, you will have breakthrough. Then we will spoil your taste bud. You will not now be able to get satisfied with any other food anywhere. And if you enter another place and there is something about you that will just be, you'll just be off. But before then, that was the food you like. But now they have changed your taste bud. Mama number one has changed. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, people like Mama number one, no? They like that canteen, Bukati in Amala. But God is going to change your taste bud. Yeah. You will like good food. Doctrine is good food. People will be shouting. Today is Sunday now. People are shouting everywhere. Raising hand, shouting, screaming on nothing. On junks. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Whom shall he teach knowledge? So, that he was talking about, when does your singleness really start? Maybe when you attend to teenage year, a teenager, when you begin to define your independence. That's why at that period of time, there is a time you don't beat your child anymore. If you start to flog a teenager, the day that teenager will collect that came from you and flog you. Yes. It means you have lost a period of time that you are supposed to instruct. At that time, you don't need cane anymore. It's just words. You must have been trained well to hear. There is something about our single estate. Of course, many of us married without attaining to Christ. You understand? So we have carryover, husband and wife. It's not our fault. But that is how we met it. But anytime gospel is preached, gospel is not preached because of our estate. The gospel is what God prescribed that we all are to mirror our life after. So gospel is not what you are seeing now. Mm-mm. Gospel is what God has in his heart. It does not matter what you are seeing. Let it be everywhere. That is everywhere does not mean it's the prescribed antidote or the pattern. So gospel is the divine pattern. And the only person that really, 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 really lived according to that divine pattern was Jesus Christ. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and then drawn from the breast. So, a single man is a man that they are introducing to knowledge and doctrine. And the child grew And what? And wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him, and the child grew. So what is the essence of milk? Is to make a child to grow, isn't it? So when you take good milk, what is milk? Milk is the liquid, the liquid food of Jesus. So, Holy Ghost is the one that gives it. Is the Holy Ghost is the one in charge of that liquid. That, you know, milk contains every nutrient. It's just that it's liquid. It contains everything you need. That's why they say, give a child exclusive for 6 months. You understand? Because every single thing you need to fight germs and all manner of sicknesses at that level is inside that milk. Hallelujah. So it means it's a food, but you are not struggling. You are not exercising yourself, your jaw, to chew it. You don't need to chew it. You just need to drink, isn't it? Hallelujah. But I'm just trying to let us know the ordination of a man called single man or a young man or a youth. No matter the language that was coined in our day, anyone. So there is a time they can only feed us with milk. Immediately you gave your life to Jesus Christ, your life journey just started. So if at 20 or at 30, you just gave your life to Jesus, you are now a child, a babe. You understand what I'm saying? And then you will now start counting. Because where they are taking you to is to be a father. And there is children, there is young men, there is what? So there is no way you will eat and cross young men and become father from childhood. You understand what I'm saying? So you will still take your time. So single estate is determined, is decided. That is the period of time you are to be introduced to meat. Say meat. Say meat. So, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? So, what is doctrine? Doctrine in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. Can we read together? That their hearts might be what? Comforted. Being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Can you see understanding now? Can you see full assurance of what? Of what? To the acknowledgement of the what? Of the mystery of what? Of God and of the Father. So, when he said, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to do what? To understand doctrines. Amen. Them that are weaned from the milk. So, understanding doctrine. These are the doctrine that a man must start to understand. A child does not understand doctrine. A child is a child. A child uses milk. A child is exercised in milk. There is a life in the milk, but there is a preparation that a soul should have in the days of his childhood. So look at the mystery of God, the mystery of the Father, the mystery of Christ.
These are the doctrines. So a single, what they start to introduce you to is the mystery of Christ. Say Christ. The mystery of Christ. Another word for the mystery of Christ is called meat. What did I call it? So if they wean you from milk and draw you from breast, what are they giving you? They want to give you what? Meat. Can you say meat? In this season, I am trusting God that our singles will have meat. When you see the way Jesus lived at 30. What did the father say? Why? Because in that Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and the child grew. Then in the last chapter, in the last verse, and Jesus increased. He's no longer a child. And what did he say? Look at that. And what? Jesus increased in what? And what? And what? So if he said he increased in wisdom. Oh my God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. What did he say? But of him are ye in what? In Christ Jesus. Who of God is made unto us? Who? First say wisdom. So when you hear Jesus increased in wisdom, it means he was not born Christ. Christ is the wisdom of God. Is the first expression of the wisdom of God. Do you want to be wise? You need Christ. Many singles are not wise. Yes. What did they say of Timothy? From your... Give me that scripture. Let's read it. From where? From a child. Thou art known the what? The holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in. So from immediately Timothy began to, they introduced him to meet early. Actually, Timothy is close to Jesus. So. The way Timothy grew is very close to the way Jesus grew. From a child. Otigmo. Or when you are brought into the mystery of Christ, the first thing is that they want to begin to dispense to you wisdom. Wisdom unto salvation. Intelligence is not wisdom. You can be highly intelligent and you are not wise. And you can be very brilliant and you are not wise. So when he said Jesus increased in wisdom, it means he was learning something. Jesus was learning something. And at 30, at Jordan, the voice came. What did the voice say? Lo, this is my what? In. I'm not hearing you. Hallelujah. In whom I am well pleased. The Lord will not be well pleased with you if you don't do something. There is something you must be doing that will make God to be well pleased with you. 1 Corinthians 10:1. What did they say? Let's see. One to go. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be what? Ignorant. How that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Amen. Whom shall they teach knowledge? It means you're crossing over from the sea, through the sea, into the wilderness is your winning. There is a season that you must cross the sea into the wilderness to come and do something. The next verse. What did they introduce to them in the wilderness? And were what? All baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Amen. And did all. Say all. Say all. Eat what? The same spiritual meat. Say meat. Spiritual meat. I'm coming back to that place. And did all what? Drink the same spiritual. So Christ is spiritual meat and spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was what? The next verse. He now said what? Can we together? Want to go? Say, God was not well pleased. So when God says of Jesus, this is my beloved son, in whom I am what? What made Jesus to be well, a son that is well pleasing to God? What? He had of a spiritual meat. And drank of a what? A spiritual drink. So God was well pleased with him. Do you want God to be pleased with you? Then there is a procedure. So Jesus was a son of his beloved because of what? He drank of something. He ate meat. So Christ is the well-beloved son. Say Christ. Christ, not as Jesus Christ now. There is Christ that is hid in God. I hope you are together today. There is a being called Christ that is hid in God. And that Christ has his meat, has his drink, that he will feed you with. And then you will take his identity. So Jesus found out early that there is something in the Father called Christ. And he was receiving meat. He was receiving drink consistently until he was 30. At that time when he will come out, he has become the Christ. And God was not partial. If Jesus has not attained Christ, God will not say, I'm well pleased with him. It's not a matter of because he's my son. It's not my son. No. By the time God saw Jesus and he saw that this man had become something, he announced, this is my beloved son in whom I am. Do you know that was the same journey that God wanted to take the children of Israel through to become well-pleasing to God. But they did not. Oh, they could not. They could not go through the journey. They could not. May you not be tired. So, Paul was using them as an example for us. There is nothing we are actually doing on earth. We have an example. If you want to walk straight, you have example. If you want to have your head bent, as an example. So when you check scriptures, you will see the end of your own lane. Anyone who goes through this lane, you will also end like this. And if you go through this lane also, you will also have your end like this. So there is something about our single face that is should be given to eating meat. So Jesus Christ told them, in that book of John, he was hungry, isn't it? And they went to look for food for him. John chapter 6, verse 26. What did he say? Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did what? Eat of the loaves and were filled." Then he now told them something. Labor not. Say, labor not. Another word for this labor is what he said in, "Come unto me, all ye that what?" Can you see? "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are what? Heavy laden. And I will do what? I will give you rest." So what is the rest? The rest is what he's talking about here. "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which what? Endure." Which endureth. Say endureth. Say unto everlasting. So it means the meat starts from somewhere. Then it endures unto. It's like, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Unto. So Christ is a meat that will endure unto everlasting life. So the rest, you know, it's two rests. There is a rest also that endureth unto everlasting life. Then God now said, "There remaineth the rest for the people of God." Hallelujah. So there is a rest you have now that will carry you to a point of another rest again. So he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will do what? I will give you rest." He now said again, "Learn of me. For I am what? I am meek and lowly in what? And ye shall what?" This is the final rest. "Endureth unto everlasting life." This is everlasting life. Receiving the end of your faith. Even the what? The salvation of your soul. That is the end. So, if a single man starts eating meat early, the truth of the matter is that we need time. You can't, like, I think it was in Yeshua Gene Nation Conference, somebody was asking, "Can I attain to Christ in 3 years? I'll be in 2 years or something." What did God want to make us into? Say, a tree of righteousness. How many years does it take for a tree to be mature? When I'm saying tree now, don't think mango. Mango is not a tree. Talk about oak. You know, oak tree. Yes. Some oak tree is more than 200 years. You can browse it. Trees that will break wind. Big, you know the wood you are seeing that they are big, they are cutting. You know they are not trees anymore. That's why you will use it for your carpenter work, and the thing will bend like this in 6 months. Your chair don't bend. And when you bought it, the thing is straight, oh, but as it is getting dried. So God gave prescription of the kind of wood they should use for the ark. It's not the one that ark will come and bend. And light to be passing through under the ark. Hey? When you see olden days, you know those days they used to use wood for what's it called? Decking. Most of your grandpa's house is wood that is decking. And the wood is still solid. Even the one that cement, that you use cement to do now, it's not as strong as those wood. Straight. Straight. Unbendable. So imagine how many years it will take to raise a tree of righteousness. So if God did not cut it short in righteousness, it cannot be achieved in your 100 years on earth. So imagine at 30, at 28, at 25, you are playing with doctrine. You don't even know doctrine. You see, you have wasted time. an ideal man should sit on the throne at 33 and a half. An ideal man. Say, an ideal man. So imagine the years that from 12 to 30, that was the age Jesus used to please God. He pleased God. He had spiritual drink, spiritual food, meat, and spiritual drink. And at 30, he came out. And the Father said, this is my speck. This is my speck. This is my speck. In him, I'm pleased with him. And in 30 to 33 and a half years, he finished everlasting race. He finished everlasting. So you can see that only place is longer. You understand what I'm saying? Only place, when you look at the design, it's inside that place. You can check. Only place is longer than the most holy. So actually, to attend to Christ, sir, is a long journey. How many years did they spend in wilderness? God gave them 40 years to journey to finish Christ. Okay, these people, let me give them 40 years. There is a place they can pass that is just 4 years. 40 days, sorry. And they will get there. But he knows that getting there is not the issue. So everlasting life is not the issue. If Christ is not done, you will get there and fumble and you will die eventually. Because you don't have the nature correspondent to the land that you have been brought into. So he said, let us spare 40 years journey for them. And they were there 40 years. They will give birth in the wilderness. Imagine a child that you gave birth to when you were leaving Egypt. By the time you are finishing, he's already a 40-year-old man. And so a single man or youth should be around 40 years old. Because you can be a youth and you still have a wife. And they call it the wife of your youth. All of these men, they are all youths. No, they have the wife of their youth. They have the children of their youth. Abi, there's another place. Bible says call them children of the youth. Thank you. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are what? So, when devil is troubling you too much, single sisters, ask them, am I 40 years? Your 40 is a 40 years program. So, even if you are married and you have a child, you are still a youth. That program, if you are 41 and you are not Christ, you have carried over already. It was a 40 years journey in the wilderness. And when you say wilderness, is what? Christ. That is where you should eat spiritual meat and what? Spiritual drink. So Jesus Christ said something. He said, my meat. Say, my meat. May you find this meat. Many of us, our meat is something else. Is fashion. So when you are on Instagram, what do you search for? That's your passion. Some is all kinds of air. They can be there analyzing it. Okay, I think this one is Brazilian. This one. And you'll be there analyzing your Pinterest. You have registered in all kinds of platform. Some is jewelries. That's for women's issue. You understand what I'm saying? Some is clothing. They have all manner of platforms where they check out celebrities. So when they open Instagram like this, poor makeup. They know kinds of makeup. They know powder. They know perfume. They know accessories. They went, that was enemy, your meat satisfies you. What brought about the sayings of I know my meat? Jesus, because Jesus was hungry and he was fainting. You know, there is a way you can be hungry. It was this last month I got to know that when you are hungry, you'll be having a headache. All the way, I didn't know. I'm telling you. I'm sorry. I did not know. Something happened. Something shall put me in a place that I know I'm not fasting. You know, if I'm fasting, I know I'm fasting. I have not eaten, and I began to feel one terrible headache. At the point, I want to come and check my BP. I say, am I having BP? Until I hook someone, I say, go and give me food now or I die. You can't believe it. Immediately, I finish eating like this. I didn't use paracetamol. I didn't use anything. I say, Jesus. So nobody should be hungry. Actually, that's the first time I got to know. So if you're hungry, you'll be having a headache. Okay. So it's not every headache that should be given paracetamol. Okay. Hey. Hallelujah. Jesus was fainting because he was hungry. The way the disciples tear race, that nobody was standing with him. You can imagine. Jesus had never been alone. At least one person would stay with him. Because he was dying. This one tear race. The 12 of them scattered. By the time maybe the 12 of them are bringing 12 different food. This one is bringing bread. This one is bringing fish. This one is bringing oat. This one is bringing... The way they met him. You know when somebody is talking and he's talking vehemently and he's sweating? They just concluded. Somebody has fed him. And he continued to jail. I beg. But who could give him food in our absence? They were. And upon this, the disciples came. And what? And marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what sayest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? Yes. The woman then left a water pot and went away into the... Where he was talking about my meat. Master, 31. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Baba, ewa jeon, eat. But he said unto them, hey, I have. When did he acquire the meat? Who is it? When he was a youth, when he was single. You know, he was single throughout his life. But there is a phase. His life was actually calibrated. Before he was 30, he already had a meat. So he used age 12 to 30 to do what? To acquire meat. He didn't say, I will have. No. I have meat to eat that ye know. You don't know it. Therefore, said the disciple, want to eat. You know, he said, you didn't know it. Look at the response of the disciple. Had any man brought him ought to eat? Then Jesus now said unto them, my meat. How can this be the meat of somebody? Brother Femi. How can this, that? You see the way when you are on Instagram, you don't get hungry easily. If somebody asks you, pick one. Unlimited data. And unlimited food. And if you pick one, you will not have the other. Or If you have one, you will have very little of another. You will say that. Imagine there is something you get into. Imagine if you are watching football. Data is life, sir. Yes, data is life. Imagine you are, as a guy, your passion is football. And you are watching football. You don't remember, you have not eaten. How many hours is football? 90 minutes, Abby? 1.5 hours. If there's extra time, it depends, Seth. It can't. That 2 hours, forget it. If it is your team that is playing, can't be hungry. Hungry care. Something is feeding you. So, food is satisfaction. Meat is what? So, I said, I have a meat. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And to do what? I can't hear you. So, your single estate is to have the meat. Everlasting life is to finish the meat. You will only finish what you already started. Isn't it? So, at this point, Jesus was already finishing what he already has. He was on his way to finishing. So, imagine all of your single estate, you are using it to browse marriage. When will the husband come? When will he come? Who is he? This clothes I'm wearing now. Is he going to like it? So when we say there is no courtship, you can see why there is no courtship. That you can use 4 years for courtship, 3 years to court. There is nothing that brutes fornication between singles other than, will you marry me? I will marry you. See that statement? You see that statement? That is what a lady needs. A lady will be covering up for you until she's sure. Abisa, Inyalagba. The day that girl is sure that you are for her, she opens up. You will need everlasting power to stop yourself from kissing each other. That is why the gap of being a single and married should not be too much. Didn't I have the power to lead about a sister, a wife? There is a time to be married, a time to be single, a time. So you can't be carrying a girl who is not your wife, who is not single, for 3 years. It's not a testimony to vaunt in church. They say, me, I caught my wife for 6 years. You don't have understanding. How could you carry a load for 6 years? A load. You know what a wife is? Load. Every morning you'll be calling her. If you want to travel, you will take permission. Hey, you want to work in church, you call her first. You want to... Hey! So imagine a lady will now be crying. Eventually, you will now break her heart. You know, I say a broken relationship is better than a broken... Why should a relationship be broken in the first place? Even because we are very stupid. When you have this understanding that there is a passion that should run you in the days of your singleness, you are supposed to use it to kill your Goliath. I'm just trying to say, meat is for singles to eat. If you don't eat meat in your single days, wala niyo. For you to start eating meat with your wife a married careth for the things of the world. Show on, sir. Come on to Jackie, yeah, to Jackie, in law to Jackie. Mikato so we look at us all, we knock at us all, Mikato so we almost cool. But you are not carrying any of those, yet you are carrying weight. Somebody monitors your movement per seconds. If it's not your husband, maybe it's your father or mother. If it's not your wife, you are so tied that you are not light in the spirit. You are not free. You are heavy. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, there is something we are seeing here that there is a meat. There is a passion that should consume you in the days of thy youth. So what is the yoke we have been taught? The yoke, learn Christ. Take my yoke upon you. A charity man in the design of God should be a man that has not even married. So imagine if you are pursuing this. If you are pursuing, there is no way a good husband will not look for you. What is the secret of getting married quickly? Become Christ. He didn't get it. If a single brother is following after charity and a single sister is also pressing, you realize that like will attract like. Verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of what? Milk. If they are still teaching you Holy Ghost, as in a pray in the Spirit, be a friend of the Holy Ghost, you, in fact, something is already wrong. Why? Because those are the things you should have from childhood. You should know Holy Ghost. You should pray in tongues. You should be conversant with, how does the Holy Ghost speak to me? If by now you don't still know, okay, how do the Holy Ghost speak? How do I know the voice of the Holy Ghost? You are late. And that's the truth. Many don't know how Holy Ghost speaks. They don't know how to be filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't know how to be instructed, how to be guided by the Holy Ghost. Those things are supposed to be things of tipe. By now, what we are supposed to be, he said, for the time, so there is a time. There is a time for everything. There is a time that ye ought to be teachers. Teachers does not mean you take mic. What do I say? Teacher is not a time you take mic. It's a time that you can instruct out of what you already have. A Christ man is a teacher. That is why one of the criteria is that he must be apt to teach. Abby, is that not what is in the criteria of a deacon? A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality. Then what? Apt. So when he says, when at the time ye ought to be teachers, what is he saying? It's not when you ought to have opened your own ministry and call it any name you want to call it. He's saying that when you ought to have embodied the life and instruct others. Many times some things they should not correct you on them. Why? Because you are in a state to have been, to be checking others and be correcting others. But because ye have need that one teach you again. Milk. You need milk and not strong meat. By now you should be cracking strong meat. Oh. But even the meat, you are not taking it. So a time will come when you are not supposed to be yabbing your husband, you'll be yabbing him. You know why? Something is, a time was lacking in your life that you played with. When will the husband come? When will the wife come? When the husband eventually come, and the wife eventually come, you will now see how you treat the husband and the wife. We show that a vital time when you should use to build your life, you have played with it. So when they will now sit you down and begin to instruct you, women, submit to your own husband. What should be your meat? When you marry, you should go into your husband's house with your meat. But you can't go there because you don't have it. The single time that you're supposed to use to build meat, you wasted it on something else. On irrelevances. You want to be the richest single. Congratulations. When will the husband come? When will the husband come? When will the husband come? I tell you, I lie not to you. Husband will come. What will he meet? You will now know that there is no estate that has any advantage. That has more advantage. You will miss your single life when you are married. If you didn't use it well. But if you acquire meat, you won't miss it. You will know that you have used it. It's like when they give you a package and you use the package well. By the time it's expiring, you know that, motiluaye. You know that kind of thing. In fact, you could expire. Because motilu life. You are entering into the next phase with joy, with excitement, because you are fulfilled. You are not missing, huh? Oh, I miss my room. No, you don't miss your room anymore. You have thrown away the key. Because you have used that room well. It's not a room where you lie on your bed and you chat with the brother till 12 midnight, 1 midnight. That's how you miss the room. It's a room where you have labored in prayers, in intercession, in studying, in reading. You have brought brethren to the room. We have cooked food. We have shared ref. We have fellowshipped. So by the time you are leaving, you are okay. For the time. I like this word. For the time. There is time for everything. My people. There is what? Time. You know what is missing here? Milk and strong meat. You can see what is missing. What's missing? Between milk and strong meat. What's missing? Meat. So there is a time you should acquire meat. So when two Christ meet and marry, what do you think they are supposed to be running after? Everlasting life. Large expanse. Learning the Father. Learning how to love your enemies. Because you have both loved your brethren. You have loved brethren. You have washed the feet of the saints. You have served. Without being married, they are calling you daddy. You are not married though. You don't have children though. But the way you have carried other people's matter on your head. The way you have taken care of other people's children. The way you have served the house where you are living. Oh my God. The next thing you and your husband will be talking about is how to love our enemies and them that despisefully use us. There are some things you can do in time. For instance, you can't say a married woman should go and live under another married woman and be serving the married woman. No. Marriage is an institution. But there is a time you can serve brethren. There is a time they can say, Sister Danike has given birth. Go and help her to take care of the baby. We can't say a married woman to go and you can't say. Say a time. And they get to be more, oh yeah, sister, yeah, go there. Go and stay there for 2 weeks. You don't have any baggage. You don't say, okay, let me, in the night, you now call Brother B. Pastor say, I should go and, should I go? Tell Pastor now that you are not, are you the only one that they are seeing there? You will call somebody to take permission. Who is not your husband? Because you are not free. You are not light. When they say, hey, he's hey. you don't pack, hey, ah, you have rapper, you have hey, ah. You know why Lot's wife turned to pillar of salt? That's one of the, apart from Jesus wept, that's one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Remember Lot's wife. What made her to turn to pillar of salt? Investment in it. Investment. Eru. Erupo. Load. Ah, my jewelry. Ah, my hair. Ah, he just turned. Ah. A single must never turn. You must not have something that makes you to always be turning and turning. That is why a single, you must learn to leave your father and your mother. So if a single, you want to do crusade in Yanokwaja, 3 days. We need single brothers to go there ahead of time and begin to pray overnight. My father will not allow me to leave the house. You are not serious. Your father. They came to ask Jesus. Jesus, he did not have a wife. He didn't have children. So he's a single. Isn't it? Jesus, your mother and your siblings, they are outside waiting for you. What are they looking for? They are looking for, they want to come and collect alawi, or they want to come and collect monthly allowance. If you are not careful, you won't do will of God with some baggages you are carrying. Let me tell you something. It's not every job you can do as single. When a job will take Sunday from you, it's not only meant to take Sunday from you. It will take some major, major timing of your life. You don't have it. It will take Sunday. Take it. Then you should consider. Jesus Christ asked them, who are my mothers? Who do you call my mother, Ejo? Who are my brothers? I see a man who is light. No baggage. He's free. Your parents cannot call you. Yeah, I'm going to church, bye. Ibolowa. I'm going to church, sir. Church. Bye, bye. You're using me. Bye. Or what? Kia, kia. And you turn your car. I'm sorry for every mommy. Mommy's a quick. Sorry for every. Bye. Where are you? Bye, bye. Sweetheart. Arira. Amen. You are not light. You can't tell her that, mommy, I will not church. Anything to bachelor, my day, I'm a son. There is a way you will present yourself that will make your mother to command you like that. Because all the while you have been entangled. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, who is my mother? You would think he does not love the mother. He loves Jesus loved Mary like die. On the cross, he was shedding blood. He was losing life. He was still handing over the mother to John. John, please, look at that. Look at that woman. From now on, he was still making provision for her sustenance on the cross. What kind of human being is this man, self? But Mary must not cross her boundary. So as much as we love our parents, they know when it comes to your God, they don't cross it. That is your meat. That is your passion. No friend, no job crosses your passion. Why? Because you have found a meat. It's like when you want to cut your throat, because your meat is your sustenance. The Lord will help us. In this season, God is raising solid singles. So you will now realize when David was talking about to Saul, 1 Samuel 17, verse 28. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto them, unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down here? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? Few sheep. He knows it's few. Somebody's life should be wasting away on few. When the battle is at the gate. And then, I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. We are going somewhere. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Look at the response of David. And David said, if you are the one, what will you say? You go don't yab the brother away. David was instructed. Many of you, the way you yab your other brother, you yab your other sister. You are not an example of a believer in words. Let no man despise thy youth. Isn't it? Let no man despise. We're going to be looking at those two scriptures pari passu. You understand what I'm saying? Let no man despise thy youth. But be thou an example of a believer. What? Imagine somebody came to just give you food. Yet you have rain and clinical, you have superfluity and you are rubbish. You like to and he did not respond. We don't reply. How can somebody yab you like that? When they go and astray you in your house, let's go and do a research of you among your brothers, among your sisters, not in church, in your family house. And I sister, how are you in your house? To your mother, to your father, how are you? That you are standing for the truth does not mean you must be rude. You know, if they mix the two together, I'm truth. And you are yabbing your father, yabbing your mother. Say, because you are truth. That your truth is not salvation. No. I don't know where you get that your truth from. You can be, you know, you can be dragging something with your parents and you are not insulting them. And you are dragging it. And you are not going to let it go. They are not going to let it go. And you are not abusing. It's a skill. that Christ can teach you. Many of you don't know how to sustain conversation without yabbing the other. Before you know it, you have insulted somebody. Before you know it, you have insulted a person. You don't know how to sustain conversation. And yet, you are keeping the principle of communication. Before you know, you don't yab. That day, later you're not 22, daddy. Later you're 22. And David said, what have I done? What have I done? Is there not a cause? My coming here, is there not a cause? And he turned from him towards another. The energy he needs, he must not be wasting it on that boy. And spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. So he was just collecting yabbing everywhere. And when the words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. Yes. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Guy, see youth that has word. Do you know what it means for you to be in the battlefield and you have been beaten hands down? And this guy came and said, let no heart fail today, my king, sir. Training. Say training. Many of us, we don't know how to talk. When you put your mouth in a matter, you escalate it. It's like there is gas. It's not even petrol now. Gas. As the air is coming out of your mouth, he's expanding the matter. He's exploding it. Burning everybody. Burning your father. Burning your mother. Burning your auntie. Burning everybody. Burning. Hey, Yerikwe. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to contribute to matter. Singles. You don't know how. There is a way a single will talk and the elders will say, come and sit down. Come. Why do you think they didn't pursue Jesus out of the temple and boot him out? There is a way he was addressing them. For 3 days, this guy was asking questions, was hearing them. Then, and it came to pass that after 3 days, what did they say? They found him in the temple. Sitting in the midst of the doctors. What is he doing? Both. Say hearing. Singles. Amen. Many singles don't hear. They are quick to talk. Lori Ebi, Egbo Imorantemi. Egbo Imorantemi. What are you talking? The first thing you should learn is to hear. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. 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 Hearing is a virtue. Some people they don't have ear. It is what they want to say is in their heart. They are not hearing you. That is what they carry to their husband's house. The husband will say, they are not hearing their husband. One thing that puts off a man is to have a wife that does not hear him. Sweetheart, you are not hearing. And I'm hearing you. I'm hearing sweetheart, you are not hearing me. Say hearing them. Hearing them. Then what? Asking. Asking them what? It is what you hear you can ask. So he's hearing them. Then he's asking them what? Questions. And all that heard him were what? Astonished at his what? At his understanding. And that is when you can have answer. He said, be ready to give an answer to anyone who asketh of the reason of your hope. So if you have not heard, in this season, the Lord will elevate many of us. You know, today is single Sunday. You understand what I'm saying? We are sitting in singles rendezvous. Many singles cannot dine with the elders. They can't bring you close. You are light. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and do what? And fight. Why do you think they took David serious? You know, it's easier read than the real event. Imagine a whole array of military is standing somewhere for days. And one small boy. How old is David here? Maybe 17 years. Came and said to the general commander in chief, he said, sir, give me this. You must be weighty. David has weight. David has weight. For Saul to say, look at what Saul said. Look at it. Verse 33. He says, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. Why? For thou art but a youth, and himself a man of war. So they bring you to warfare at age 20. They bring you to priesthood at 30 in Israel. So what war have you fought as singles in your life? If Paul was saying, be an example of a believer in words, in what? In conversation, in charity. So one of the things you must conquer as a youth is charity. You must ride on the horse of charity. It's something you have warred with, you have conquered. Conversation is a warfare. How that when you live with somebody, when they want to write your recommendation, is war. They can say, this sister is getting married. Wow, we are going to miss you in this house. Not like saying it so that your head can swear. You know that kind of thing. There is a way we'll just clap for you to make it. As husband and wife enter their room, they'll kneel down. Jesus. One man sin. That you can let this girl leave this house. But when they come out, we'll miss you. Of course, they have to say we'll miss you because fire will burn them if they don't miss you. But sincerely, they wish you never left the house. Kai. It's a war. You will fight. You will conquer. Those are the things that makes them look down. Another version says, let no man look down on you because you are young. Yes, there's another version like that. Let no man look down. When you see a young, they will even tell you, you are not responsible until you marry. Ibeko, you have not heard it before. That you young singles are not responsible. That is only married people that are responsible. Abi? When they are saying that, if you ask them, they have evidences of irresponsible singles. But you will tell yourself by your conversation that no, I am not one of them. I don't need to be married to be responsible. Singles pay school fees for people. I have a money in my account now that it was single that sent it there for a disgrace of somebody. You are not married. So many things you don't need to be married to start showing responsibility. You collect your money and say you finish everything. It's not even enough. It's not a coletto. So, when you say responsibility, we said when people live with people, they should contribute to the... do you know that as God blesses you, you are staying with somebody, maybe we put a benchmark. Okay, contribute 20,000 and all that and all that. Many a times, God blesses you. You will not declare your salary. Maybe at the time we put that law, you were earning 100,000. Okay, 100. By the time in your office, they gave you bonus and increase your salary, nobody will hear pin your mouth because aborogboni is running better. I for what boje? Ibokubo. So that you will not add to the 20,000 you are giving. So you will keep. No, nobody will hear anything from you. It's only your account that will be swelling. Like Gary Jebu. I said, the money you need to prosper in life is not the one you are earning now. What you need to be wealthy, it's not the one you are earning now. That thing you are saving, you are only saving for responsibility's sake. Just to be responsible, just to, at least, to show you are responsible. It's good to save. Everybody should save. But what you really need for life is not there. You will need blessing. What am I saying? You are not responsible just because you are married. Many married are irresponsible. Because an irresponsible single will be what? Irresponsible married. They told David, you can't do this. Are you not a youth? So we can know where Paul was talking from. That let no man look down on you. Look at this diversion. Thank you. Let no man look down on you because of your youth. Because you are youth. Because you are young. But be an example and set a pattern. Yeah. For the believers. In what? In speech. Say speech. Enu, your word, your speech. Your speech should he said, let your word be seasoned with salt, full of grace. You will learn it from youth. How to talk, how to sustain conversation and not turn it to fight. Let your speech be always with what? Grace. Seasoned with what? Salt. That ye may know how. How ye ought to what? Can you see that in David? How ye ought to. There is a way you should answer. Atiagbero. Atiamugbo. Your father. Your mother, your pastor, your elder, your brethren, there is a way you ought to answer every man. May God give you. That is a Christ man. Christ live among the Pharisee and what? They are always looking for what to say, what he will say, and they will nab his head. How can you live among your enemies for 3.5 years and they couldn't pin you? Because James said, if a man did not stumble in words, he's a perfect man. If they set trap for you and they want to catch you, It is by your word. Jesus Christ said, by your word, ye shall be condemned. By your word, ye shall be justified. If they say you are not responsible, it's by your speech. You should speak in your family meeting, and your father will go and think. By words, it will show that you are wise. Bible even said, if a foolish man is quiet, it will be assumed that he is wise. Have you not seen somebody standing beside the towel suit, towel water, and you would think, wow, a gentle looking man. Until something happened and he opened his mouth, gutter, suck away. You say, my gutter. Bible said it. If a fool keeps quiet, it will be assumed that he's wise. So when may God give you grace in speech, in conversation, in charity. Then he now says something, in spirit. Say spirit. You know, charity is spirit. So as a single, you should carry spirit. That's what you should take to your husband's house. Eventually when you will marry, you have built spirit as single. Spirit. God speaks to you. You have contact with God. You pray. God intervenes. You have what will add to a matter. And this matter, can we pray about it? And you pray. And I feel the Lord is saying concerning this issue. That is what I have an impression in my spirit that we should do. And we'll do it, and we have spirit, in purity, in faith. Okay? And David said unto Saul, well, don't look down on me, oh. I can be small. He rolled out testimonies. Thy servant kept his father's sheep. Look at Jesus. Look at David. At age 12, he was subject to his parent, doing his father's business under Joseph's house. He was also the carpenter. How can you send your last born into forest? Last born. So sometimes David looked like a bastard in his house. Why? The day Jesse came to anoint king, they didn't even present him. Say a big amen. It was Samuel that said, is this all your children? And there is one. We are not going to sit down until he comes. Because that is the anointed of the Lord. Many times you go through some things that look like is a maltreatment. Is your dealing. You know, our upbringing is different. You might go through some terrible, terrible, terrible upbringing that look like they want to kill you. They want to kill human being. They are not killing you. In fact, you have not died. You are supposed to lay hold on that as your testimony. David said, thy servant kept thy father's sheep. Isn't it? Eh? And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after and do what? And smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose again, I caught him by his beard and smote him. And what? What have you slain? Little rain, you will sleep. Today is Sunday. Rain, just say, rain. What have you conquered? What have you fought? You think it's easy to fight lion? They used to say, you fight lion. When you see somebody who took collar, they will tell you, fight lion. Abi? To undo lion, a 17-year-old guy, to undo... Jesus! No wonder he's called the son of David. Omo baba eni. Omo baba eni. David undoed lion. What if he had allowed lion to pick only one? Would they kill him? If you get back home and say, lion took one, no. The rest, this is the rest. Would the father say he should die? But he felt it's an insult. Under my watch, for a lion, he took responsibility. Many people are not responsible. Things will spoil and nothing. Oh, but you know, they want me. Under the watch. And he does not know that God was using that to prepare. He didn't see Goliath coming when he was killing lion. That's what I'm saying. Nobody told him that one of these days, so Goliath is coming. Oh, prepare yourself now. Oh. You don't. Nobody announced to you. You don't know where you will be in the next 5 years. And what will be committed to your care that you need this time to prepare for. Lion, bear, those two terrible animals. Ah! May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Under your watch, some things should not go bad. One thing that the Lord will help our singles with is to be keepers. Either in your unit, you will destroy it. Ah, there'll be church in the right requisition. Church, we need Egba. You are using washing machine, you broke something there. You are using what's it called? Deep fryer, you spoil them. Go roast fish, you burn them. You know, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Well, you are really sorry, but it does not remove what you have damaged. They said, children, this child is with you. Before we come back, we saw him plaster on his head. Hey. How did he play? That we saw plaster on his head. Under your watch. Nonchalant attitude. I don't care attitude. Do you know if David will display a non-care attitude in the forest? Nobody was seeing him. You know, he was alone. Nobody was there. He was alone. The day he can't even come out and say, King, see thou a man diligent in his business. He will do what? What will make David to stand before King? He was diligent in his business. I don't need to be there for you to do it well. Pastor doesn't need to be there for you to sew that cloth well. Because when they pick your product is you. It speaks when you are not there. Don't be quick to do wuru to the answer. Do you know what David gained after this? He became the in-law of the king. He first collected David. He collected Saul's daughter first of all. Then he obtained a greater boldness. When you do it, they increase you. And the next thing is that Saul said, "Whoa, with this testimony, go ahead." The next verse. And Saul said unto David, what? The Lord, David said, Saul said what? He can't stop him. He's unstoppable. I want to fight Bogo Mimole. I want to fight Ogo Yawolo Mbomole. There is a level you get to that you are unstoppable. Because you have been raised. Be an example. In this season, I'm trusting God for our singles. And also our married too. And the Lord will help us. Amen. The Lord will grant us grace. Can we pray this morning? Let's pray. Jesus, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Pray. Pray. I want to celebrate this feast. Zubragadali kanam rando shakataga rupa nangata sika labranande. Egarupe no shike prakatase abrodo no shike kerupanikata zatalia. Exarapananga to susubregadil and grana marata zande. In this house today, we commit ourselves to you, Jesus. We commit ourselves to you, Jesus. The Lord, you will help us, you will keep us, you will raise us up in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep this feast. Help us. Help us. Let us use our time well. Let us use our time well. Let us use our time well. Let us not waste time anymore. Let us not waste time anymore. We have used a part of our time in our lost. But Lord, in this day, help us to use the remaining days. The remaining days of our life. Fatagariba nanda liam broto noshte angra de la nakaste. Exarka pambraneka liandanta. Help us to be committed in the remaining time that is left for us in this season in the name of Jesus. Help us, my Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website